Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and joining us now by phone, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good to have you. So, you know, I always hope, I'm in a weird position, okay, because as a news guy, I want there to be a lot of news. But when it comes to law enforcement, I want there to be no news. So we always ask you, you know, what, as a citizen, right? But this weekend, anything we didn't already hear about happened in Santa Rosa County?
We had a pursuit with a drunk driver that we ended up having to spike strip his tires, and he was running on four flat tires and still running, and finally crashed his car. And, you know, I always say we can't fix stupid, but you can give it a court date. So does he give up? He's surrounded by officers, including a canine officer. Of course not. So they sick the dog on him, and the dog got to have a little bit of fun, and he's in custody now.
Wow. Just yeah. Over, and I mean, if he's a, you know, drunk driver, then obviously he's not driving well. But the pursuit goes on a while. I mean, it takes a while before you can get, like, the spike strip set up and get ahead of him far enough and know where he's going and all that. I mean, this sounds like a pretty extended event.
Yeah, I think it was 11 miles before they got the spike strips on him. So, yeah, it took a little bit, but they finally got him stopped.
Where was this? Is it, like, 98 or 87, or where did this take place?
98, it was, actually 399 in Navarre in Gulf Breeze is where it actually started at. And I think it ended up off of one of the side roads.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, I mean, and you said, I'm sorry, you probably said this and I missed it. When was this happen? This is Saturday?
This is yesterday, probably about, I want to say around 4 o'clock, 4:30, somewhere.
In the afternoon?
Yep.
Wow, in middle of the day. Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, my main question in all of this is, I know he's in jail. That's fine. The dog is okay. No big deal. The dog's fine.
Yep, dog's fine. Everybody, all the officers are good. So, yeah, it worked out.
All right, very good. Well, you know, good that he didn't hurt anybody and that, you know, I don't know, you resist. I don't know what you're exactly expecting. So that's good news in a sense. you guys have a kind of a special thing coming up later today, right?
Yeah, today at 2:30, I'm retiring two dogs, Zeus and Orcon. One's a German Shepherd, one's a Malinois. And they have been with us for a while. And once they get to around age 7, 8, somewhere up in there, you know, they have trouble getting in and out of the car because they're getting old, you know, like me. So we retire them, and when we retire them, we have every dog we have has a really big picture up on the wall in the sheriff's office. So when we retire them, we give the picture of the dog to the handler, and the handler gets to buy the dog for $1. And then they get to spend their retirement at the house with the handler and the kids.
And you know, and having talked to some other canine officers, it's, you know, that's like the most natural outcome is that the dog gets to stay with them, and now they don't have to work anymore, which is obviously good for them, especially their hips. Some of those dogs have hip issues. But do the dogs, do they always go with their handlers, or do they ever sometimes go to other people, other homes?
Well, since I've been sheriff, I've never known a handler not to take them. I mean, they form such a close bond. It's almost like having, you know, giving away one of your kids. I've never known a handler not to take the dog.
That was my experience too. I just didn't know, you know, cause you've obviously seen this happen a lot more times. Now with Zeus and Orcon, this is just because they're getting older. But I know you and I have talked before about some changes that you've had to make in terms of your drug sniff dogs because of, for example, the hemp law and medical marijuana and some of these other things. And when we last talked about this, what I recall you saying is that you were now training dogs to not alert on marijuana precisely because of those concerns. Have you been training dogs that way? How is that process of converting over going?
Oh, it's going fine. Now, Zeus is getting replaced with a bomb dog. We're going to have our first bomb dog ever in Santa Rosa County. So he's going to be trained just to sniff out any kind of explosives, but he's still going to be a patrol dog. In other words, he can still bite people. He can still track people. He's just not looking for drugs. He's looking for explosives.
Okay. And just to clarify, until now, you guys would have had to use what, Eglin or Pensacola as your bomb dog, if need be? Was that right?
Yeah, if it was the west side of the county, we'd call PPD. Mm-hmm. And if it was on the east side of the county, we'd call Hurlburt Field.
Hurlburt, that's right, not Eglin. Thank you. Exactly. Okay, very good. And so Zeus and Archon are going to be retiring, and they're going to be going to good homes, which obviously that's fantastic news. That's what time today?
2:30 this afternoon.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you about, last time we were on, we talked about how you had some new, first time you had coronavirus cases inside the jail. If I remember correctly, it was two.
Yep.
They had gone into isolation. You were doing some testing of everybody else. Where do we stand today?
Still at the same two cases and no more, thank goodness. And those two cases should be coming out of isolation sometime this week.
Oh, okay. So they're going to be back into the general population. And now you don't have any – people aren't wearing masks in the jail, right? The inmates are not wearing masks?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We issue each inmate two masks, and they don't have to wear them inside their cells. But when they come out into the, you know, the general areas of the jail, yeah, they have to have masks on, as well as the corrections or the detention deputies also have masks.
Okay, so it is mandatory in interactive scenarios.
Yep.
Where they have to have their masks on. Okay. Very good.
Correct.
Well, you know, I'm sure that's part of the reason why we haven't had more spread of it as well. Bob Johnson,
yep.
Sheriff for Santa Rosa County, always a pleasure, sir. Very cool to hear about the Dog Stars. I love to hear that. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, Andrew. We'll see you.